Daily Rest, Thursday, September 14th, 2023. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. Laborers in the Lord's harvest. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. So sang the congregation in the small church on the TV version of Little House on the Prairie. The Laura Ingalls family had lived in the upper Midwest in the late 1800s, not in a faraway mission field. But the refrain of that old hymn reminds us of a couple truths that Jesus speaks of here in Matthew. We are workers in the Lord's harvest field, and wherever we are is really a mission field in the midst of the Lord's great harvest of souls. As the Lord looks out into the world, he sees a harvest that is great. It is made up of people from all walks of life and found among the peoples of all nations. As Jesus says, it is truly a plentiful harvest. So who will bring in this great harvest of souls? Who will bring in the sheaves? Jesus gave encouragement to his disciples by telling them to pray to the Lord that more laborers would be sent out into his harvest. Jesus sent his own apostles as laborers in his harvest. The Christian church has been praying for laborers to go out with the gospel ever since that time. Missionaries are called and supported for this very purpose. Each believer has been given the tools for the harvest. We have the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus. You and I know what our God has done for us and what he wants for all people. As we pray for more harvest workers and share the gospel, let us rejoice as the sheaves of believers are brought into God's eternal kingdom. Dear Lord, give us a growing knowledge of your word that we may be able to share it with others. Amen.